Hello, my name is Zachary Litz, and I play Nugget Ironbeard.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Bohan, and I play Jean Gotterall.
Hi, I'm Felicity Musso, and I play Marza Rana.
Hello, I'm Michael Kajori, and I play Florian Runedance.
Hi, I'm Joseph Musso, your Dungeon Master. Thank you for listening to the All D20 Podcast. Now, let the story begin. You see Nugget pull out this cylindrical egg.
Omelette!
As he climbs out of
and a key! Got the key! I'm awesome!
It looks like a kind of a giant coin. But it's an egg shape. It's very weird looking.
I can't picture that at all.
I'm
sort of thinking like a giant Reese's peanut butter cup, you know, the Easter ones.
Kind of, yeah.
How about Mentos?
So cylindrical like that, but it's actually kind of like a coin.
Like one of those squished coins, you put the coins in.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Like a squished coin.
Okay.
But it still has this cylindrical form.
It's got an elongated oval shape.
Or a candy doll. Cylindrical. So maybe like a football?
Yeah, I guess it would look more like a football.
Okay. But it's flat like a coin.
But it's flat like a coin. It's not rounded.
Like, you know, you go to the parks and you put your penny in.
Oh, I do those all the time.
Yeah.
That makes so much more sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you guys do?
What the hell is this thing?
Yeah, we're looking at it.
Make a medicine check. Or nature check. Nature check. Nature.
You sure I can't
use medicine?
Nah, it's nature.
Can I give him advantage?
Are you proficient in nature?
I am.
I'm not.
So then you... Well, it...
Let me do it then.
Just
roll. I have minus one, so...
Yep, roll.
Nineteen.
It is a mimic egg.
There you go, Nugget.
I mean, you can train it.
I wonder what it tastes like.
It probably can taste like
anything.
The
other one tried to eat me. The least I could do is eat its young. fuck it. I'll put it in my bag.
All right, so you put it in your bag?
Maybe we can sell it.
Okay. What do you guys do? You guys are now on the very top of this ledge, looking down. It's still pretty dark. You can go out of the... you can explore behind you to see if there's another way out, or you can try to climb down, tying a rope or something to you, and then try to climb up that ramp slide thing. How do you guys want to do this?
Do I still have light on me?
Yes, it would last for 10 minutes.
Okay. I'm gonna sneakily not sneak down the pathway.
All right,
sneakily
so you see little bits of smoldering spider web, and you see some other strange round-looking things that are pulsing on the ground.
I'm gonna take my rapier and poke it.
You see yolk spill out of it, a nasty green yolk.
Stabbing all of them.
So you stab all of them.
What, spider eggs?
Yep.
Burn them!
So you're stabbing all the eggs?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so you successfully stab all of the eggs.
Cool.
And now there is green ichor everywhere.
Good.
But I'm also setting fire to each one.
You're going to try and set fire too?
I'm thorough with these spiders. They are not coming back.
Okay. Go ahead and make an attack roll.
18.
Yep. So you successfully... I'm not going to waste too much time on this. You successfully burn and the eggs. And there's actually a sickly sweet smell. It smells like robin eggs omelets.
Love the smell of napalm in the morning.
So you guys end...
I'm
going.
Just continuing my sneak. Right,
so you end
sneak.
Up going to the outside of the mouth of the cave.
Wait, I'm asleep.
I was going to say
I'm not carrying him.
I'm going to pick Florian up.
Okay, so you're picking Florian up and carrying him?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to be last in the order.
Acrobatics?
Athletics.
Or athletics. 15.
Yeah, so you pick him up without any issue and hoist him over your shoulder and start heading out to the mouth of the cave. You see smoldering spider eggs that smell delicious. And Jean, you actually make it to back to the mouth of the cave.
Okay.
And you see a basilisk start to head toward the nest that it was in before.
How far away from the cave entrance?
Right at the cave. You see it make it right to the cave.
All
right.
Is that skeleton there?
No, the skeleton's gone.
Oh.
I'm just going to wait for it to go back in.
Kill it.
Okay. So you wait a few minutes.
No, and sneak attack.
You watch it slowly go back into the cave.
Sneak attack.
So go ahead and move it into the...
Wuss.
There you go. What do you guys do?
All right, I guess we go back to the door. Or do we want to camp?
Let's go back to where that wizard was and make camp there. But that basilisk came back.
You saw it?
Yes, it went into its
cave. Why didn't you shoot it?
I'm a little low, and I'd rather have everybody else with me attacking it.
Oh, you're dumb.
Safety in numbers.
We're right behind you. All right, fine. Okay, so I guess we're going to go back into the... by the door, but not open it.
All right, so you're going to go to...
five.
Number five. Okay, so you guys are going to that cave mouth entrance. And how far into the cave are you guys going to get?
I'm going all the way in. I don't care.
Okay. So you go all the way in, and as you reach the end, you see the basilisk, and it's pretty angry. It's like slithering around. Eggs are missing. It starts smelling the air. And if I'm not mistaken, you have one, don't you, Nugget?
Yep.
You have a basilisk. It immediately runs towards you to attack.
Are you looking at it?
Nope.
I was going to go all the way to the edge before all the long hallway.
He said there was a basilisk.
Okay, go to
the
edge.
So if I see movement, I'm not going to look.
Okay.
Are you two staying at the entrance?
It's a natural 20.
Oh, shit.
You will come in. I'll set Florian down just inside the entrance and then come in. Yeah. Yep.
Make a constitution save for me.
18.
It snaps at your feet, and you manage to pull away, but you still take max damage. So you take 15 points of damage.
Okay.
You guys have all done your one round. Let's go ahead and roll for initiative. Twenty-five to 20?
27.
All right, John, 27.
Move
15
the thing
to 20.
Right next to me.
10 to 15 to 20.
11, sorry. 10 to 15, you said, right?
10 to 15.
Okay, so 11.
Okay, 5 to 10.
8.
And 4. And sleep, it makes sense.
Oh, yeah, good point. Did you just leave him right there?
I just set him inside the cave, yeah.
Oh. All right, Jean, you're up.
When the skeleton comes back.
He's, Basilisk is preoccupied with Nugget.
Yes.
The skeleton should come through here.
I'm going to move around to the side and attack him.
All right, it's going to do a quick glare while you're walking past.
All right.
Go ahead and odds or evens?
Evens.
Odd. Go ahead and make a constitution saving throw for me.
I'm not even within 10 feet.
12.
You feel... Stop it, Zach.
Didn't we already do this episode? I swore we were just here.
You feel this stone start to form, and this very, very close and familiar feeling as it gets, as it starts to worm its way through your skin. And then you shake it off, and the pieces of the stone break.
Thank God.
And you manage to get behind the basilisk.
Nice.
And add to attack with my rapier.
Okay, make your attack roll.
14.
Unfortunately, the armor hide is a little too thick for you, and it does not succeed.
All right. That's it. I'll just stay where I am.
All right, so the basilisk is going to try and snap its jaws because it feels like its young is near. So it's going to snap its jaws at it. It is a 23 to hit.
Yep.
It is 7 points of slashing damage. And then Marza, you're up.
Okay. I am going to... Okay, I'm not going to look at him, but is he in my line of sight? I can see him from that little ledge right there.
Are you looking at him with your eyes or your eye stalk?
With my eye stalk.
Yeah, so he's within line of sight with your eye stalk. So okay. You're looking at him with your eye stalks?
Yep.
All right. Let me see if he looks back. Odds or evens?
Evens.
All right. He looks back. And he starts to slowly turn to stone. And your head begins to itch a little bit more.
Okay. Is that my collection?
Yeah, that's your collection. Nugget.
Okay, without looking, but really, really... No, I don't care. I'm just going to, you know, slam the... Okay, I got to spin backwards and then hit him with my hammer.
Okay, roll at disadvantage. Yeah, you definitely hit him. You bonk him right on the head.
Seven damage.
All right. And Florian, it's your turn.
Remember, I'm asleep.
Go ahead and make a constitution saving throw for him.
Six. Five.
It can't seem to wake up. Jean.
Another stabby stab poke.
All right.
19.
That hits.
Yes.
All right. 14 piercing.
You do get sneak attack.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
This time you do.
All right, 14 piercing. Plus. So 25 piercing. And then the poison is 8. Fifteen poison.
Okay.
And it's I don't know. And if it is a fiend or fae or demon, whatever.
No effect.
No effect. All right.
All right. So it is now the basilisk's turn. It is going to attack the person that thinks it has its young. That is a natural 2. Clamps down on your...
A natural 2?
Natural 2, yeah. So it doesn't hit. It clamps down hard on your on one of your pieces of armor and then just breaks away.
Bad monkey!
Marza, it's your turn.
Okay, so I'm looking at it through my... with my eye stalks.
Yep.
And it doesn't do anything further, right, as far as turning?
You're going to look at it again?
Correct.
It fails, and it turns even more to stone.
Okay.
Nugget, your turn.
Doing another bash.
Okay.
Disadvantage. 23.
Yep, that's a hit.
6 damage.
Yep, you bonk it clearly on the head, and you smash into the skull. And it cracks from halfway being petrified, and brain matter just leaks out.
Nice.
And it drops to the ground, ending the encounter.
Bad biscuit!
Woo!
there you go. What do you guys do?
Taking a nap.
Taking a nap?
I'll loot the body.
There's some fangs. There's some, you know, you can try to skin it if you wanted to.
Can I grab the fangs?
Yeah, you can make a nature roll. See if you can get some basilisk.
Ah, no. It's natural, too.
All right, make a constitution saving throw for me.
20, not dirty 20.
All right, you start to feel yourself. You actually prick yourself on one of the fangs, the venomous fangs, and you start to slowly turn to stone, and then you shake it off and break it. And then the itching in your head gets worse.
Hmm.
You start to feel a little lump forming where you're itching.
Permanent lump? You don't know, just done. Right now.
So what's the watch order?
I'll take first.
All right, so you're taking first. Who's taking second?
I'll do second.
And who's taking third?
I'll take third. Okay. Well, I got to take third.
Yeah.
Mr. Sleepy Pants over there.
All right, so go ahead and make a perception check for me.
Real quick, after we've... Is there any alcohol left in this room that we didn't shatter?
You can check the table.
You had that bottle
desk.
Of wine, didn't you?
I want to find more.
You can check the desk.
Yes, I would like to check the desk.
All right, investigate.
Crit.
Natural 20?
Yep.
Wow.
So as you rummage through the desk, you find a secret hidden drawer.
Ooh.
And it's locked.
Ooh.
What do you do?
Odds or evens?
Evens.
Okay. I will wait until... I'll wait to, reveal it to anyone.
Okay. All right, so you're doing this during your watch.
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead and make a perception check for me. You hear the sounds of critters out of the mouth of the cave, but you don't hear anything coming toward you on either side of you while you're watching.
That's right.
And then your watch finishes.
Who's next?
I am.
Okay.
So you wake up?
Yep.
And
I would magically wake up since Nugget didn't come and wake me.
Get an alarm clock! Well, I mean, fine. I walk over to Marza and I feel up on her.
Oh.
And you'll be like, get up, get up!
Wait! It was a nice way to wake up.
You didn't use a safe word!
Okay.
Do you look at him with one of your eye stalks?
No, I don't.
All right, so go ahead and make a perception check. 15. You feel a rumbling in the ground. Like a boom, 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 boom.
Okay.
And then nothing else happens.
Right.
So your watch is over.
Right. I go, John.
Yes.
Oh, it's time for your watch. And I felt this horrible rumbling in the ground. Nothing came out, but it shook the ground pretty well. So keep on guard.
Thank you. When we came out of the other cave, what was it like outside? The brightness.
It's almost dark.
So it's almost
it's
dark.
Very,
when we
very,
came
very
back
dim. Yeah.
Okay.
Very, very dim.
All right. I'll just sit on the table, waiting and watching.
All right. So you sit on the table, waiting and watching. Make a perception check for me.
23.
You hear in the distance.
Of course.
Is that Gothrek right here?
That's all you hear in the distance is a laugh.
It's Santa!
Did it come from outside the caves?
It came from outside the caves.
It's probably gone back. Alright, I'll just wait. Just finish my watch in here.
So you finish your watch. It ends. It is now completely dark outside. The mouth of the cave no longer has any light coming in. You do see some of the crystals that are near the desk and where the cabinet and stuff are. They're still glowing a little light glow. So you can still see in the room, even, you know, even though you have dark vision. All
right.
And then now it's time for everyone to wake up. What do you do?
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
Bunny, come here.
Yes. Oh, the
desk.
The rooms are glowing again.
I show
again.
Him the secret compartment.
All right. So you see that it's a locked.
I'm going to check for traps.
Roll an investigation check.
Net one.
Are you serious?
It looks completely.
I am very serious.
There are no traps.
It looks completely safe. There's nothing wrong with this drawer.
Don't you?
Looks like a drawer that just needs to be unlocked.
Don't you just hate meta?
It shouldn't be too bad. I'm going to try and pick it.
All right, go ahead and roll.
19.
You hear a click.
All right. That's it.
Yep.
Nugget, Anna, is all yours.
No, no, no.
You found it. You get to take it.
All right, fine.
Are you going to open the drawer?
Yeah, sure, why not?
All right, both of you make a dexterity saving throw.
Ah.
Crit.
Dirty 20.
Wow. It's one way or the other.
It's obviously, you guys are obviously, no rodeo to you guys. You've definitely dealt with this before.
We do straight up Matrix moves. We're like, no. You know.
You either rock or you suck.
Yeah, ones or 20s.
It's a big fireball.
Just the two of us then?
Oh no.
What?
No. You already said the two of us.
Yeah, it explodes from the desk. You guys are at the desk. It explodes.
You said big.
Well, it's a fireball. Kind of.
Oh.
Fireball type power.
You suck!
Alright, so you guys taking half damage?
Yeah, I'm an uncanny dodge.
And I also have resistance to fire.
Okay, so it's the same
quarter.
Deal. So you guys are taking 10 damage.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, that's not bad.
I would have been
so that
down.
Would have been 40. Oh!
Balls. It was 41, but...
Okay, so after Dingleberry here doesn't know how to pick a lock!
I picked it.
What about the trap?
It looked fine for me.
Oh, I don't like you anymore. Okay, what do I see?
You see...
Mine!
4 bottles that have black liquid inside of them and a little tag on them. You also see...
Well, no, 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 no. What's the tag say? If it says drink me, I'm calling, you know,
no, it basically says, buyer beware.
Oh, dear God.
The long spiel that you guys are familiar with. And then a little message that says, am in Fireblade.
Do you want that?
I wonder if this mage
Mine.
Is his teacher.
Okay. Are you going to identify him? You also find a flask.
I'm gonna. Now, is identify when you cast it? Because
you would cast it for per item, but just to save time.
Because it's a ritual.
Yeah.
Sure.
So you can burn 10 minutes, and I'll say that.
Okay. So what is everything?
You find 3 of Ammon's greater healing potions, and 1 of Ammon's superior healing potions, and you find a flask of never-ending ale.
I love you so much. Would you guys like the
potions?
The potions?
The arpatifs?
Superior is greater, right? The
one
better,
superior, two greater.
Three. There you have total 4 potions, so there's 3.
3 greater.
And so it's greater superior. Than superior?
Yes.
I have 3 greater on me already, so I'm good. You guys can share.
May I have the greater and superior?
I'll take all 4 of them.
I will gladly.
Because I actually...
No, he's still that, isn't he? Florian's still out, right?
Go ahead and make a constitution save for me.
16... 19.
Yeah, you wake up.
Oh,
okay,
nice.
You wake up with a horrible headache. You feel you have a horrible migraine. Your head is pounding like something has been invading your brain and stabbing it with stabbing it with a dagger over and over again.
Oh, Florian.
You said three greater and one superior?
Correct.
Here, have a drink of this.
Give him the flask.
Okay.
Come on, take a swig.
Without looking, I just grab it and drink.
Okay. So it's ale. It tastes like it's actually a Durgar, dwarven Durgar. Durgar? How do you say that?
Durgar.
Durgar?
Durgar. It's a dwarven Durgar whiskey. Has a hint flavor of mushroom.
Okay, then give it back.
Oh.
Mushroom ale?
Okay.
Can I tell that it's that...
That vintage?
Well, that it's from...
Your own kind? Make a history check.
Because I don't want to have to spit it out. History?
Yeah.
Six. That tastes good
like,
to me.
It tastes like dwarven whiskey with a hint of mushroom.
Good to me.
Yeah, they ferment their mushrooms to make their whiskey.
Mm.
Who doesn't?
Yum.
So what do you guys do?
Oh, that's right.
I keep drinking.
We were at max health.
It's been a while.
Yeah, everybody has a long rest, so all of your hit points are back. Your spell slots are back.
Well, except for ours, because we blew up.
Someone
blew us up.
I did not want to hear it.
Oh. I thought we were friends.
And I'm going to take the keys I have.
Okay. And start putting them in the locks?
Yep.
I hand him my key.
Okay, so...
Or my two.
All right, so you have two.
And I put the other three in. As he's putting his two in, I put the other three.
All right, so everybody puts them in?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what order are you turning them, and who's turning the keys?
I am not doing nothing.
What if we turn them all at the same time?
Everybody
takes two keys and turns them at the same time.
I think we should do that.
All right. Are you guys turning them clockwise or counterclockwise?
I say clockwise.
Yeah, let's go clockwise.
Are you guys going to turn the keys with us?
Just the look on your face means that no matter what we choose, we're boned.
Yeah.
It's like, you all do it clockwise, you die. You all do it counterclockwise, you die. You mix it up, you die. Oh, you suck. All
right, let's do clockwise.
Are you guys helping?
You need to.
Key, right? Yeah.
You need at least three of you to do it. All right, so you guys are all turning them clockwise.
At the same time.
Well, no. You guys do it. I will heal the survivors.
All right.
Okay,
all right.
So Nugget stands back.
That's a good idea.
And then you guys all turn him clockwise.
Yep.
You hear click, 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 nothing.
Can we turn them counterclockwise?
If they all clicked clockwise except the last one, maybe the last one is counterclockwise.
Okay. Oh. Get you what you're saying. Okay.
All right, so the last one, you guys turn counterclockwise?
Yep.
You hear a click, and then you hear like a chain. Cling, 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 cling. And then like a heavy stone, like a counterweight moving, and then the door slowly opens up, and you guys can... And you see this decently sized hallway... But nothing else. There are braziers on the walls.
Oh.
But they're not lit up with flames. They actually have those weird blue crystals.
Victoria's Secrets or Fredericks of Hollywood?
Not braziers, braziers. Braziers. God damn it.
That's why I went, ooh.
I was with you there. I was like, hello,
nurse. There are fucking bras on the wall. No, so they're braziers on the wall, and they don't have fire in them. They have those weird blue crystals in them instead.
All right.
What do you do?
I'm going to enter the room.
All right.
It's like he hasn't learned a thing.
All right, so you're going to
search for traps? Yep. Right. God, he's just going to walk in again.
All right, so as you step in, you feel one of the stones start to go down.
Okay. jump right off of
it. You jump right off of it?
Yep, backwards.
All right, as soon as you jump up, go ahead and make a dexterity saving throw for me.
You're within 5 feet of me.
Hey. Dexterity saving throw. 21.
Or 10 feet, actually.
You take 5 points of piercing damage as spikes shoot from the walls.
Okay.
And hit you, and then immediately go back.
All right.
What do you do?
Oh, it's like we don't learn a thing.
Drink.
And it's, armchair.
It's open on the other side.
Everybody.
You can see that there's a hallway that goes straight ahead. Yeah. You see a hallway that goes to the left, and you see a hallway that goes to the right. All right. Which way do you go? And you know that stone that you stepped on was mm-hmm. pressure sensitive.
Maybe you should look for more traps.
Drink. Real, like, as soon as like I started putting weight, like, it gives away easily, or did it take some weight?
It gave away pretty easily.
Florian, would you mind pressing some of these stones down with your mage hand?
I could do that.
All right, so you notice that all the other stones in the room are fine, just that one stone that you stepped on. All
right.
Triggered a trap.
Alrighty.
Well, at least we know how to trigger every trap. Just send you in.
Yeah, just keep me healed up and I'm good.
Which direction are you guys going to go?
Well, let's look before we...
Can you do the next row up, Florian?
Sure.
Just go down the line.
Alright, well, reveal.
Oh, no.
In here.
There's no more traps in this room?
I've already determined there's no more traps, just that one in that room.
So okay, so what now do we see in the three directions?
You just see, until you flip it, I can't describe it.
Well,
so.
Okay, we'll do that one first.
Yeah, that.
All right,
one.
So go ahead and flip it. You see a hallway that leads to a pair of stairs that lead into the deep underground.
Okay, forward.
All right, so you flip that one. It's a hallway that turns right and leads somewhere else.
Touch.
And the others.
And that opens up another room similar to this one, but it also has a door that leads to the same direction the other one does.
Poke.
You want to take a quick picture?
What do you say? Should we head down or keep going level grounded?
Marza, you want to go down or not?
Yes.
I mean, if we're going to softball in the jokes.
You guys attempt to go down?
Me personally, I like clearing a floor before going.
Okay.
I think we should stay.
Why tease me
now
like that?
All right,
because you like it.
All right, so where do you go?
Should we head straight or to the right?
To the right.
All right, so you go to the next room over?
Yep.
Are we going to look for traps?
May you?
Are you going to look for traps? No. You, trap looking.
Well, he's deferring to me.
It cannot be damaged.
I'm very handy.
All right, so you're going to use your
mage hand can't trigger all traps.
But it can trigger some.
Yeah, the ones you can trigger too. All
right, so you're going to use the mage hand to check?
Pat.
Doesn't feel like any of the stones are easily moved by your mage hand.
Alright.
So you want to go to the next room?
I want to go all the way to the left and step in.
Show me where you're going with your phone.
You should use haste.
You should just do a search.
Nothing?
You're
good?
Nothing, you're good.
Alright.
Are you going to look further or what are you going to do?
Can I see past the corner to the left into the...
Yeah, you can reveal it. If you get close enough, you can reveal any of those fogs of war.
It's
even
a wall.
All
right. Oh, so we wouldn't... You said there was a door there.
There's a door right there.
Oh, well then across. That fog of war we shouldn't have taken off yet. Because it's a wall. We don't see what's behind it.
But we were right next to it.
It doesn't matter. At this point, you're right, but it doesn't matter. It's off. I'm not going to put it back on.
I'm going to search for traps.
Okay. Make an investigation check.
I thought it was a perception.
Nope, it's investigation for traps. Searching is investigation.
9.
Doesn't appear to be trapped.
All right, walk in.
behind me or next to me?
Just in.
Nothing of interest. You see the braziers on the wall with that weird glowing blue. Mm-hmm. There doesn't seem to be anything of too interest in here.
All right.
So the doorway. So the door. Gonna go try and open the door.
I'm falling behind this Nugget.
One? That's not a door.
Yeah, it is.
That's a door. Yeah, he said all those were metal doors.
Wait, those are metal doors. Metal door, metal door.
Where do they? They lead back to where?
We were.
Well, you don't know where they lead. We have an idea, but I'm just saying, like...
Technically, you can't see past it, so you don't...
Well, we would have... One of us would have had to...
You saw the metal doors on the other side.
Is there a lock, or is there...
There's no lock. It looks like if you want to investigate the door, it looks like there's some sort of mechanism that opens and closes it, but... No levers or anything close by.
Oh.
I'm going to check out this side of the room.
You're going to... All right, so you're going to check that side?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and lift it up. So you just see another hallway, and then to your right, you see another metal door.
Okay.
And more braziers on the wall with that strange...
Can I loop. Check for traps?
Go ahead and make an investigation check.
Dirty 20.
You do find a couple spots that have very soft stone plates that you lightly press with your foot, and you know that those are trapped.
Okay. Hey, everyone, there are a few in here that are soft to the touch, so don't step on them if you come in.
Yep. Do we have any chalk or anything we could put on them? Mark them?
It's fine. Okay. Once you've discovered them...
I'm going to follow Mars into that room.
Okay.
To the left.
All right, so you lift to the left.
Yeah.
And you see a room with a whole bunch of skeletal-like humanoids laying down on the ground from where you're at.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And sneak forward.
Okay, yep. So you go forward. You see a room that has strange-looking pieces of metal that are in the shape of like armor that are skewed across the ground.
How do you feel, Maza? Do you trust this after the previous skeleton incident?
I don't.
Shall we head back then?
Yes.
All right,
so you guys move away from that?
Yep.
Okay. You avoid those two rooms. What are you guys going to do now?
Let's head...
Go up in the hallway?
Yep.
All right, so you go up in the hallway that curves around the corner. Go ahead and... All right, and then reveal. And you see the beginning of a long banquet table.
Does the banquet table go...
It goes. It disappears into the fog of war. So you got to peer more over the corner to be able to see more.
All right, I want to go stealth to the corner.
Okay, make a stealth check.
16.
Nope. Okay.
No, that's only for 6%.
All right, so go ahead and reveal the next one. So you see the long banquet table, and then you see it leads to another... there's a nice wooden door. It has a beautiful ornate... Yeah, it has a very beautifully ornated set of leaves that are gold and silver that wrap around the door. And that's all you can see. On the banquet table, there's... different types of exotic foods that you've never seen before, and all sorts of treats.
Okay. And then... I didn't go in.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we had to go in to see that part.
No, he's sneaking around the corner.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Are you guys following, or are you guys staying back?
Yeah, I'm following.
All right, so you guys go ahead and get back into the marching order. What are you going to do?
What about ahead of us across the banquet table?
All you see is a wall.
That's okay.
It's just a wall.
All right. Are you feeling hungry, Nugget?
Why, what's there?
There is exotic food over there.
Not sure I'm really hungry.
Drink. All right, so you guys all end up going towards the banquet hall? Are you guys going in the hall, or are you guys staying out?
Yeah. Fuck it, go in.
All right, so you guys all move into the banquet hall.
I'm not going in yet.
Yeah, I'm going to watch Nugget.
All right, so you...
I'll wait.
So you watch Nugget go to the banquet hall, and nothing happens. Nugget, you see other exotic drinks.
Hello, nurse!
Also on the table. So you begin to drink?
Well, I sniff bouquets. I do the
They're
whole...
They're all different exotic...
I don't give a shit. I start drinking.
Okay, so you start... And you sit down, and then as you start drinking, make a wisdom saving throw for me.
Feel like Pan's Labyrinth.
No,
22.
Yeah, so you're drinking and drinking, and you feel like you should be sitting there longer, but you don't care because you're drinking anyway.
That I shouldn't be, or I should.
That you should be sitting there longer, but it doesn't faze you anyway because you're drinking.
I don't care. I think this stuff might be cursed, but I don't care.
What are the rest of you guys doing?
I'll walk in.
So you guys walk in.
How is the food not spoiled? I'm curious about
Marza
that.
As we walk in.
You're what?
I'm staying within 5 feet of Marza as we walk in.
Okay, so you guys walk in.
That's why I don't eat the food.
And the smell and the allure of the food is tantalizing to your senses. It smells amazing.
I wouldn't eat the food, but you know, you do you.
Actually, just give me some warm jerky.
You can shut your mouth. That's mine.
The banquet table.
What's that?
I just walk past the banquet table
to the door.
Yep, yep, following her.
All right, so you get to the door. Are you going to check to see if it's locked?
I will check to see if it's trapped.
All right, make an investigation check for me.
Are you coming with us? Or are you staying here?
I'll still in your Nugget.
He's died too many times. It's like I'm staying near the healer.
That's right.
Six.
Doesn't appear to be trapped. Seems completely
I'm
safe.
Put a baby leash on me.
Can I check or no? Now that he's done it.
No.
Okay.
He's already told you that everything's fine.
Okay.
All right, I want to check for a keyhole. See if it's locked.
All right. There is no keyhole. Just a round pull thing, handle. Just a round handle to pull.
Whole thing.
Jesus, Joe. Yes, a round handle.
Can...
Just do it.
Can Florian hear us? We're all in the same room, right?
Yeah.
Florian, can you send over your mage hand and open this door?
This is a big door.
Right? I have to be line of sight.
Just open the
door.
Yes,
I can.
Are you guys opening the door or what?
I'm going to step back to where Nugget is.
I'm stepping back as well.
As he tries to open the door.
Oh, my God.
Who's opening the door?
It's mage hand.
I
may have some cover. All right,
so you're trying to open the door with your mage hand?
Yeah, but I'm going to be behind the table so I can...
Door's too heavy.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I'll give it a go then.
Can't move it with your mage hand. So, all right, give me a strength check.
14.
All right, so you manage to pull the door open. You see the dark hooded figure.
Bum, bum, bum. Hello?
It's about time. You've made it here. I've been waiting so long. So long for you. And finally, my baby boy. My little dumpling.
What the fuck?
And you see a wall of fire immediately erupt from right behind Florian, trapping you guys in the banquet hall.
Oh no.
Florian. It is I, your mother, and you see the cowl come off, and there before you is the Winter Princess.
How is this possible? How?
So many questions and so little time. Please, Florian, come with me. I must save you from Mab.
What? Why is there fire behind us? What magic is this? What?
That is Loth making sure that Mab doesn't know that you're here. It's the only way that I can protect us. You watch as she starts walking toward you guys.
All right, Skippy, where is our friend?
Your friend?
The one you stole.
You mean the demon that was near my son?
Yeah, give her back or I fuck you up.
I will give her back after I get my son back.
Five, four, I'm going to keep counting.
Nugget,
wait,
shut up.
Wait, Nugget, wait. Let's see what
You try diplomacy and then I will mess her up.
Mother.
Yes.
That person is a companion of ours that has come under a curse. It is not their fault. Whatever it is, they're compelled to be that way. And we are trying to find a cure for them.
I will give back this supposed friend as long as you come with me, Florian.
You promise to tell me what's going on?
I promise.
Okay.
You watch as she takes the necklace, rips it off of her neck, and throws it to the ground, and then stretches her arms out toward you, Florian.
Before you go, I have a question with the princess.
Yes.
Is this gem, and I pull out rapier, Amelia? This gem, my sister was turned into her by Mop. Is there a cure for this?
The only way to cure the curse is to find out what completes the curse. Every deal has an end to the contract, but you must find that end, that clause, and only Mab knows. That's the best that I can give you, young one. I can feel your pain, and I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you, it is much appreciated.
She looks at you, Florian, and stretches her arms out. Are you ready?
I embrace her.
Florian!
Hell, fuck this!
Au revoir.
As soon as you get close, your staff begins to vibrate and shake, and you hear Mab.
Yes! I finally have her!
Before you can blink, immediately the ground starts to freeze. It gets colder and colder, and the ice starts to form around you and your mother. This icy sarcophagus surrounds you. And underneath you, a blue portal opens up. And you guys are sucked away. All of you guys are left with this necklace. And Florian is gone.
Florian, no!
Well, that sucked.
And we'll find out next week. Thank you so much for listening to episode 38, Farewell, My Winter Prince. I have Mike Kajori here. Hey, Mike, how's it going, buddy?
Good, how you doing?
Doing well. So, you have some news to give to the fans?
Yeah, folks. It's not easy to, break it out and talk about these things. But, all of us actually are regular people that basically work 9 to 5s or more. And, we run into circumstances that change our lives, schedules, and things like that.
Totally.
And
totally get that.
Yeah. And I've been here for a year. It's been one wild ride.
And we appreciate the fact that you've been here for a year. You've been one of our longest standing cast members. The audience doesn't know this, but you've been here from the very beginning when we were still testing and playtesting out new people that didn't work out and all sorts of stuff. And, everybody at All D20, we appreciate everything that you've done and contributed for the show. And I personally want to say thank you for everything that you've contributed.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity. It definitely pushed me outside of my comfort zone, always trying something that I haven't before.
Do you approve of the ending for Florian?
Yeah, it was surprising. I honestly didn't know what was gonna happen. I really didn't. And it's a very unusual and kind of this I don't know how to say it, romantic, but dark romantic ending.
Yeah, and that's what I was going for. I wanted to give Florian kind of a really interesting little twist. And who knows, he might end up being an NPC later on down the road. We don't really know what will happen to Florian after this. But thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Mike, for being a part of the show. We'll miss you. You know, I wish you the best in all of your endeavors. You'll always be immortalized in, you know, the season one of All D20. And you guys can follow us on facebook.com/AllD20. You can follow us on Twitter at @all_D20. Or you can follow us on Instagram at @all_D20. And as always, game on.
Thank you, everyone.